I'm happy to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Stephen Rubin. He is the founder of Jules Works Follies, which is now in its 29th edition. Yeah. Welcome back.
Thank you.
This is Santa Fe's variety show. We haven't had you on for a while, and the persistence and stamina that you have brought to keeping this variety show going is nothing short of extraordinary.
That might be the only good part. No, I don't.
Well, you do all kinds of things. This one is this coming Sunday, the 31st of August at 7 o'clock at the Jean Cocteau Cinema. And as always, you've got some kind of combination of theater and music and readings and skits and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's the usual mix. So, you know, on the music side, Joe West will be back. He was off for the summer, but so he sings and he also participates in this reading that I write each month of like a serialized little playlet called Chatting with God, where these characters pontificate. And for that play, this will be the longest because we've added other characters and this is the first month. Some people can't come each month, so there'll be like six of us on stage. And then Joey Flair will play some music. And then each month, I hope in general, for at least one new performer. So this month we have Malcolm Morgan, who I met doing the melodrama at the Playhouse.
A very, very good actor.
And singer, yeah. Amazing singer. So he's going to sing, and then also he's connected with, or still a student at Safwad. Anyway, he's going to keep connecting us to their music department there and try to get students involved each month too. So.
Yeah, I think he graduated, but he's still connected with them and bringing more students in. And you often do a Monty Python thing.
Yes, that's one consistent thing is we do Monty Python sketches. We used to do a lot more of it. Now, like this month, we'll be doing one. Not this month, but in the coming month and past months, we've done where we take their things and stretch it. So like we are writing our own of their Pepper Potts characters and did our own branching off of their Spanish Inquisition, because we made these Spanish Inquisition robes a while ago that we try to use each month. But this month we're going to do one of the staples, the Argument Clinic.
I have memorized the entire Argument Clinic. I just want you to know, ladies and gentlemen.
It's hard, actually. We keep rehearsing it and we think we know it easily, and then you realize that it's so simple that it's not, or something.
Yeah. Monty Python, true geniuses. Now, how has it held together all of these several years that you've been doing Jules Works Follies, the variety show? Are you getting the audiences? Are you getting repeat customers and all of that?
Yeah, I mean, it totally varies, of course. You know, we were on Tuesday nights, which wasn't great, so now we're back to Sundays. So, you know, it can vary from, you know, 15 or 20 people to 40 or more.
Yeah.
But there's always so many of us, too, that it's always worthwhile to do, you know. But I think, you know, there's sort of like at least two elements of it. There's the people that perform each month or as much as possible. I mean, it's a volunteer show, so I understand people have their lives. But we meet usually at least twice a week and prepare the sketches and try to write more original material. And then there's people like the musicians and others. Greg Turner comes most months that you know, they don't rehearse with us. So I think that kind of helps the variety and keep it fresh, and especially trying to have at least one new person.
Has anything come from it, like a play that started there as a skit turning into a longer production, things like that?
One thing for sure is Trent Zelazny, who's a writer who will be back. He's been off for a while. The very first month, 29 months ago, wrote a short play that we did, and we were hoping to do more short plays, and it became that it turns out to be a lot of work to be off book for one night, but we will do some more. Anyway, this one is called Not Any Little Girl, and it ended up somehow being performed more than once now in Australia. Some theater troupe picked it up.
Wow.
And it's published, and was for a while he was like, it was the top selling playwright on Amazon or something. So that definitely has got a life of its own.
One more thing in terms of just pure icon busting, you're doing an something to do with Amy Goodman?
Yeah, we're launching, which will hopefully be each month, our own little segment, respectfully spoofing her, called Democracy Later, and the host is Amy Rudman, who will be played by Letitia Cortez.
Oh, dear.
It's definitely going to be pretty over the top, but we'll see how it develops.
Now, this performance is dedicated to a friend and supporter who passed away very recently, Tom Knobloch.
Yes.
He was a friend of KSFR's back in the day and died very suddenly.
He did, yeah. Yeah, that was sad. And he was he was printing our playbills, so, and supportive of us, and was a good friend back in the days of the film festival too, and has been very, had been very supportive and present at the Jean Cocteau. So we're also going to do on Monday at the Jean Cocteau at 7 our musical Mondays, the concerts that we do. This one's going to be a celebration and tribute to Tom Knobloch with proceeds to benefit his family's kids. And so we have some musicians lined up, and then others, musicians and anyone. Tom was really into poetry too, so anyone who would want should either contact me in advance or just show up and we'll get you on that night. Felicia Ford is helping me put it together, and a lot of other musicians will be there. So.
Jules Works Follies, the 29th edition, 29 months. You haven't even missed a month. 29 months running.
At some point after a bunch of months, we, even though we had to float venues and we're shutting down venues and such, venues closing on us, we said that we would do it on Wednesday morning at a dumpster if we had to. So luckily the Cocteau has become our home. And one other really fun new thing, the only sort of theme we have this month is popped in our heads that we remembered Robert Plant in Led Zeppelin's song Remain the Same, squealing 29. So one of our newest performers who's back is Catlin Alexander, who acts but is also a very good singer. She plays in a lot of sings in a lot of bands around town. She's going to do a Robert Plant thing.
Excellent. Well, Stephen Rubin is the founder of Jules Works Follies. Once again, it is at the Jean Cocteau Cinema in Santa Fe at 7 o'clock this coming Sunday, the 31st of August. And don't forget the musical Monday, the next day, Labor Day, the 1st of September as well. Both of them in honor of Tom Knobloch. Jules Works Follies. Stephen Rubin, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.